Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Wow. Welcome back. Oh my goodness. How is everyone? How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? Love that.
I'm good. We made it. Also, this season felt short. I don't know why. Actually, I probably have like recency blindness. It's actually been mad long.
I think so. It's been long. How many? We're on at least like episode 20, maybe?
87.
Maybe this has been short compared to other seasons.
Yeah.
But still very, 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 very long.
Yes, it was long. It was long. But we're here. Okay, so we have the episode before this and our season finale. So I think it's a good wrap up. Put a little bow on this before we get to the reunion.
And it's only a two-part tell-all. They don't have much content for this.
Oh, period. Okay, y'all were judicious. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because
which I am thankful for. There's no need.
A four part for what? I don't need to see the before, the after party. That's actually keep the after party. Get rid of everything else. I don't
want to see anything. What season was that they did the house thing? Like what it was Angela and Michael were there together, so it had to be something recent. Maybe where are they now or couples?
A happily ever after. I know Emily and Kobe were there too.
Because she was very pregnant. Yes. House thing, don't do that again. This is not Bad Girls Club.
Like, right. This is not the real world. What's the people? Love Island.
Yeah,
we don't need to see Casa 90 Day Fiancé. We don't need that.
At all.
Okay, that's not your bag. That's okay. It's okay. Your bag is chaotic couples. That's what you do. That's what you provide. This season was crazy. This season drama filled, I think, from everybody all across the board. I think we can get Juan and Jessica out the way. Comparing them to the rest of the lineup, it wasn't that much for them.
Yeah, I feel like the only thing with them the last two episodes, I don't even think they were in the episode before last.
Mm-mm.
But this most recent episode, the only real quote-unquote issue was the fact that Juan hadn't written his vows. And that's because he had nothing to say. I think
he was trying to avoid getting here.
No, literally, I love you. Please let me go back on the cruise.
Right. The vows would be like, well, you finally caught me. It's official. I guess we're really doing this.
No, literally.
Something like that. Yeah, he was mainly concerned because he didn't have his vows written, and then she was concerned about getting her vows translated to Spanish.
When she said that and the way she was pronouncing stuff, I'm like, let it rest. This is actually proven that you're not trying to learn Spanish.
Yeah, because you conjugating that verb the same way you did when you first met him. You can't put a little umph in that.
You should know in her eyes yet.
Right. You can't do a little inflection on the E. You can't give us a little something.
No.
Like, do you even know it's what sad. An NDA is? Like,
she don't.
Oh, you couldn't even order breakfast. I'm actually annoyed. Yeah, the pronunciation was like, yes, girl, give us nothing.
Yeah, give please, just nothing. Keep it. Keep it until you better.
Right. His cousin ended up helping her. What's the loud friend's name? Herbie and
Megan.
Megan. She was on her best behavior, too. She didn't even say nothing bad.
Yeah, I'm glad production didn't give her much airtime.
Right.
Because we've heard enough of her this whole season.
Thank you so much. We know exactly how you feel about everything.
Yes.
Juan was, I mean, even as he was trying to write his vows, he was like, you know what the Spanish word for handcuff is? It was basically handcuff and marriage mean the same thing. I don't even know if that's true. But he was like, it's the same thing. Gee, I wonder why. Honestly, that is the energy you, if you put that on TV, it's embarrassing. Don't act like you already in cuffed up before we even get there. Like,
you did rude. This. You weren't worried about being cuffed up when we was on that cruise.
Okay.
Laying it low and spreading it wide.
Okay,
you was real locked up then.
Yeah,
you didn't act like you was intertwined.
We was real together, real handcuffed, yeah. Truly locked in. Yeah, whatever. I guess they eventually did it. What else?
David was so cute. He's such a cute little baby.
Yeah, they're adorable kids. Very adorable. Yeah, they started dancing salsa at the reception, and he was like, this is a real Colombian wedding now.
The paper flowers was on the table.
Okay. So, you know, your elements were there.
I also get watching this episode and seeing what Stevie did for Maddie's cultural thing.
I understand Juan a lot.
You can't even put together the table.
No. You got your colors and you got your people. That's it. You're welcome. Her Spanish accent is actually disrespectful. That's how you know she don't think about Spanish at all.
Zero.
Not even a little bit.
Don't care at all.
Why don't you just gotta start speaking in Spanish and then everybody can adjust?
That's it. Yeah. Soul is Spanish. She'll have to catch on. The kids gonna catch on easy.
Yep, David, good.
Yeah.
He's going to be chilling. Yeah, congrats to you guys, I guess. You did it.
I hope they're on, what's the next one? Oh, the regular 9 days?
Yeah.
I don't see this working.
Me either. I just want to see how he gets out of it.
Yes, exactly.
He's going to find a way.
Because he is like, fiending.
Yeah. Plotting.
She don't need to let him travel either. If he end up in Vegas.
Baby.
Miami, New York, he is not coming back.
No. No. He won't. You can't make him.
Hopefully they're homebodies. Yeah. That's them.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Should we go, Steven and Maddie?
Yeah. You want to know?
Oh, yeah. I think I remember most of what they have going on. Okay. So, last episode and the most recent, we picked up last. Anyway, the last time we talked about them, he was asking her again, is you bisexual? Because I need to know. And of course she said no, but this time it kind of clicked for her because this is, I guess she thought Maddie was kind of asking in a serious, unserious way. Like, he's not asking because he see all the boobs in your house. Like, he need to know because he is uncomfortable. And I don't think that clicked to her until this time.
When she said that, I was like, girl, what the hell are you talking about? Why would he ask that for play?
No, several times for play.
If I'm joking the first time, I'm at least dead ass the second time. at the very least. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I don't know, but it worked this time. And she said she felt bad because he was needing a lot of reassurance and she was kind of just brushing him off before. But no, she is not bisexual.
Okay, I do not like women. Please.
Yeah. So she claimed.
Right.
And yeah, so they make up a love you wedding day today, woo woo woo, whatever. He goes downstairs to start getting ready with his homeboy. And he's like, hey, bro, like, I asked her again. She said, no, we're good to go. I'm ready to get married. And the friend's like, She said that before and you weren't convinced. So what makes this different now?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let me go talk to her myself.
Yeah, actually, you're not qualified. And your parents aren't here? I'm dad. I got it. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'm mom, that dad, everybody.
Okay, for you, but not for me. I feel like you're just rushing into this because time is up. And right. I don't like that for you, so let me go figure things out. But he goes upstairs and he does not confront her about being bisexual. He kind of apologizes to her and is like, I just, like, Maddie doesn't have anybody, no friends here, so I'm just looking out for him. I want the best for him. And she's like, okay, like, I'm his friend. Like, I'm here for him. Like, he don't need nothing else. He asked her for a hug. She said no, fist bump.
Thank you.
And he leaves. She goes back to getting ready.
Immediately hugs her friend. I did notice that.
Yeah.
Immediately hugs
her friend. I think she was a little reluctant to hug the friend, too, though. I think she's not a hugger.
Oh, I felt like...
Because the friend was like, "Hug, I'm going to hug you anyway," and kind of just did. Mm-hmm. So I don't think she really into hugs, but if you didn't paint me naked, I'm going to give you a hug.
Friend.
But yeah, I wouldn't have hugged him either, because you've been talking mess. And Stevie was like, I don't know where he's gotten all these ideas about me from. Maddie.
Bookie, you know exactly where else, they came from. Stop
where else would he have gotten that from?
Yeah.
Maddie.
Cut it out.
But that was really it for them. Her dress, that she had two dresses. The one she really wanted to wear, she hadn't tried on until the day of. People be doing spooky stuff.
My dress would have to be laid out,
hung up in my closet at least 2 weeks ahead
and
of time.
And I had to be locking eyes with it.
No, every day.
Front to back, yeah.
I got to put you on, zip up just every day, make sure. Shoes and all.
Actually,
my hair back.
Leave the house. I just need to prepare just to make sure this looks all right. Okay, cool.
But the dress she wanted to wear worked. It was kind of plain, but it worked for her.
Yeah.
And then Maddie and his friend go down to see the venue before the ceremony, and he notices that she put together a cultural table that has like certain elements of, he called it Persian. Did he say Persian?
I think it was for, I'm sorry. I'm 99% sure it's for Persian New Year. Yes, because it was the first one that he was going to be missing with his family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I can be honest, and I didn't know, he's from Iran?
He's from Iran, but he doesn't like to say that, so he likes to say he's from Persia.
So, is Persia a place?
Child.
I don't know.
Hold on.
And also mix up Persian and Parisian sometimes, but,
is Persia Iran? that's what Google says.
A quick geography lesson.
The name Persia came from the province of Parsa. Okay.
What is it?
Okay, so Iran feels like her official name. Persia is
and
like
her home, what her family call her.
Oh yeah. That's her nickname from outside.
Okay. You know? Okay. Not everybody can know Persia.
We know her Iran. You gotta
be in a circle to call
her
Persia. Okay. I never knew that. See,
me either.
This show is so.
It's very important.
Yes. I learned so much new cultural things.
Okay. Nuance. Geography.
I feel like we should get a certificate. A 9-day certificate of completion.
At the very least, we need to be at somebody's wedding.
Hey.
That's how I feel after this episode. I was like, wow, you know who needs to be there? Us. Okay. Right in the back. You ain't got to put us in the front because we not family like that. I understand. But we should be there.
Absolutely. We definitely saw their wedding because this is the last episode. I don't remember nothing else after the table.
No, it was very sweet. He was very appreciative. And
oh, I do remember her dad kind of questioned her, like, you want to do this? You sure you want to do this?
Yeah. And he also thought, he was like, when she first mentioned this whole thing, I thought she was going to tell me she's a lesbian. Stevie?
And the parents be knowing.
Stevie, why everybody think you gay? It's fine if you... No, we don't care. be who you are for your pride, please.
This month, especially, okay?
But in that same token, be who you are. For your pride. Like, you know? So, I just need her to lock in. Just be honest, sister.
Oh, God. That girl said she ain't. We can't put none on her.
You're right. I'm so happy that she had that moment with her dad. You know, his health is a little questionable. Yeah, it just ultimately went well. Thankfully.
Yes. Yep, that's them. I don't necessarily want to see them back.
They're a little boring.
Yeah, there's nothing lingering. They've been dragging this bisexual thing literally the whole season.
And
the
fact that Sean actually had the nerve to ask at the reunion. Now, if I'm Stevie and I start cursing, I'm wrong. Yeah, I've been asking me for a year and a half. And the only evidence is my paintings. See, now you're starting to piss me off.
Yeah.
You know? but yeah. I think we could go Greg and Joan. I feel like because it wasn't drama. It was just, you know, good vibes.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay, so last time, Greg was worried because he messed up the invitation.
He really upset me with this.
Yeah.
Because it's not a big deal. And you think that's going to show her you're not capable of supporting her when you haven't had a job.
Right. Like, if you think that this is going to be the nail in the coffin and that wasn't, I love that perspective that you have. Yeah. Like, wow, how do you see the world? Yeah. For the most part, it seemed like everybody understood the assignment, got their text messages. Yeah, nobody walked in.
They called and all that.
It was fine. Lucille did her big, he was worried about her being on the phone. Listen, them 10 to 15 minutes, let that woman work.
Right.
She's a lady of a certain generation, okay?
Absolutely.
She got her job done.
She knew what she was doing.
In her time frame, yep. Joan, makeup was tea. I love the makeup.
It was a little on the lighter side.
Okay. Danny said the same thing.
Come on. There he is.
She was like,
She wasn't the only one either. Miss Mina.
But we'll get there. hair.
I liked it.
I also liked it.
I wish the lace on her dress was skin tone. I think that and the light makeup really.
Yeah, we could tell that we weren't in the midst the way we should have been.
Yeah.
You know? Because certain T's would have been crossed and I's would have been.
And I think there was a we. It was just a other we.
Yeah, no, wrong.
The and I think time. It was a African auntie and. They want to be 20 Shades Lighter anyway. Mm-hmm, so, they're not going to have no dark foundation.
Okay, right.
Not everybody.
Right, sorry. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. So she was ultimately feeling good. What's his name? Greg's friend, Lynn, who's met Joan a couple times over the season, was just like helping her out and like really being like ultimate bridesmaid right now. It ultimately just went well. The vows were cute. Greg sobbing, but we already knew he does not play about that beautiful Ugandan woman right there. Okay. It's not no jungle fever fetish. Like, this is for real. Okay. I met her through a friend. I don't play about that lady.
Like, at all.
Yeah. It was just beautiful. It was
I
really
think Miss Lucille is hurt. A little bit. Like, she been taking care of Greg for 40 years, and now a little bit feels like there's some other woman coming to take her place. Because she was like, I don't have to take care of him anymore. Like, it's somebody else's job now. And I feel like she's going to feel hurt. Yeah. And she's going to be even worse when they do eventually move out.
Right.
Yeah, she's just putting on a brave front. And I can tell by her comments she is hurt by it.
Because now, like, the wedding's happened. Like, it's really a clock on for how long, how soon they're going to get out the house. And he got a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, TikTok, nigga, I'm out. I'll come over for Sunday dinner every now and again. Yeah. It was, I don't know, it was very cutesy. I'm happy for them. But I knew that they were going to get here. After she was kind of cool with him not having a job and figuring that out, I knew she was going to see it all the way. So.
Yep. Yeah, there was no real issues with them this season. Yeah.
Just a wholesome couple. I would like to see them more because I think their dynamic is funny.
Yeah, I would too.
And Lucille is a character, and I know she has friends.
I would actually, yes, I would actually like to see them back in Uganda. Like, yes, on a trip or something.
I
want to
see the friend that introduced them. Yes. Yeah, I want to see them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where they went on their first date. Yeah. All yeah, I need all that. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Should we go?
Greg think he won third one Ugandan now.
What'd you say?
Greg think he won third Ugandan now.
Certified.
Oh, yeah. I'm stamps. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Don't talk about me.
You want me to pull out my paperwork?
I actually got mad fashion that you could learn from in the back as well. So what you want to do?
Oh, God. Mark and Mina?
Yeah. Yeah. Another cute one.
Yeah. So this went as well as it could have. Mm-hmm. The last time we saw, or maybe, was it the last? Anyway, what's the little boy name?
Clayton.
Clayton is not able to come to the wedding. So we see Mina, she broke down and was so sad, like, I don't want to get married. That's the last thing we saw. I don't want to get married without Clayton. I promised him all of this. So we see her in the last episode having to... That was this episode. She told him he wasn't coming. Was it last?
It was either at the very last of last episode, last, or this one.
Yeah, I feel like it may have been this one.
Maybe.
Either way, she has to tell, because maybe they weren't in the last. I don't know. But she has to tell Clayton he isn't coming, and she's kind of waiting till the last minute because she's like, I have so much to do for the wedding. Like, that's another thing that's going to stress me out.
Yeah. I can't deal with that heart, that sadness right now.
Yes. But her sister and Mark, like, no, he needs to know ASAP. Like,
he think he on the way to tell.
He think he about to catch a plane tomorrow. Yeah, like, you got to tell him now.
Yeah.
So she goes off and she breaks the news to him. It was so sad. He was crying. And I feel like, and he said it, I think that was at the beginning of the season. She said, like, he told her, like, you love Maria more than me. Like, yeah. I feel so left out. So I feel like this was just another thing that kind of hurt his spirit, being away from his mom and not being able to come to the wedding. But she kind of reassured him, like, you won't be here for the wedding, but you're coming very soon. Like, mom and dad are working to get you here as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And he kind of understood as much as a kid could.
Right. I'm sad. Listen, she ain't Jasmine, man. She is just not, like, I'm sorry.
We ain't see Jasmine call once, but once time, okay?
And she was like, hey, little man, what you got going on? Like, very, like, you so over right, there.
You over there?
Man, yeah, Mina is so, a mother, okay?
A mother from across the ocean.
Thank you.
But, yeah, that was the Clayton piece. She requested to have... This was... I like this, but it was also weird because people do stuff like this when people have passed on.
Right. It gives... It's like... Can we get him on FaceTime?
No. And he was there on FaceTime, too. So that was really not needed at all. Maybe it was for the pictures.
I don't know.
It was weird.
Yeah.
But she requested and she was adamant about having a photo of Clayton in a chair. And first of all, he wouldn't have even been sitting down at the wedding. But... That's not the he would have been standing, but his photo of him and her were in a chair at the wedding because she really wanted him to be there, even though he was on FaceTime, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
She had to remind Mark several times to get it. We saw this while she was getting her hair done. She has on a brand new lace frontal.
Okay,
not plucked one bit.
I was gonna say. She was very doll-like. It was very, very Bratz.
Yes. A very round, full hairline. No customization at all.
Mm-mm. Fresh out
the and good slick, bundles, though. Good bundles, finally.
Yes.
But yes. It was also, like, slick back, no baby hair. So it was, like, real, real, real doll-like.
Yeah.
And it looks like when we saw her getting her hair done, maybe I missaw, but I thought she had like a slick ponytail.
Yeah.
But when she walked down the aisle,
it was out.
Wasn't a ponytail. So did the ponytail fall off in the mid?
I think she probably changed it last minute. I kind of wish she would have had it back in the pony. It was like too slick.
It looked unfinished.
Yeah, but that's how, like, long, straight, like, don't just do that. Give a little curl, a little bump, something.
I actually hated it. And there was also
somebody in the
makeup.
There was somebody in one of the, like, Facebook groups gave her a little makeover suggestion. They were like, she needed Brazilian body weight bundles with big curls. Mina's hair should have been like this. I was like,
she needed something. Because she looked so beautiful, but, like, it just, it wasn't as good as it should have been. And, again, the makeup, it was too light. And even, like, when she was talking to Clayton and crying, you can literally see where the tears have washed away the makeup.
Yeah,
and the
she's a full coverage.
Color difference from the tear streak, which has no makeup anymore, right, versus the orange to the side. It's really bad.
Yeah, I'm very curious about her style.
And I'm sure, like, Europe and the U.S. are neck and neck as far as, like, racism, colorism, all that goes. But we got some brands, really good ones over here that have a big, 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 big shade range. So there's no excuse in 2024 or 2025, whenever this was filmed. So especially if you got your makeup done by a makeup artist, they should have a little of everything.
Yeah, they just need to go on down to the good old Sephora.
Yeah, please.
Take a trip. Take a
trip. Please, please, please. Thanks. But their wedding was cute also.
Mm-hmm.
Mark was really happy. We finally got to see his son.
Oh, yeah.
I wish we would have heard from him.
Right.
I'm sick of Jordan.
Tired.
We heard from her again this episode. She said, oh, they look so happy. Like, it's really nice. I'm glad she's a part. I am glad she signed the prenup, so there's, like, no confusion going
when
forward.
When my dad dies on basically, my inheritance. Thank you.
Basically, not knowing you're going to have to share it with two black children.
She's sick about that.
Yeah. And she also says she'll have an issue if they have another baby.
Which... why? Shut up. You just say stuff. You just be saying stuff.
Ask your dad for a small loan of $1 million so you can start your own thing, and then you don't have to worry about that man money when he gone.
I think if you talk to him, you could get your own account. You could get a little something, get you a little stipend.
You can get you a little something now.
Yeah, you're thinking way too far. You need to be in the present. You need to be in the moment.
Yeah, she... her energy is so bad. It's just like, she's such a mean girl.
Right.
And I just hate that. Because Mina ain't did none to you. Your dad wanna bump and grind with this black woman from Paris. That's his business.
Right. And it's really not even like a grooming, early 20s, she needs this cast situation. She's grown.
She's grown and he old and grown.
Yeah.
And the deed is done now.
The baby's here and the ink is dry. So I think this is it. I think you're just gonna have to adjust, Diva.
Like, yeah. And it's like Mina is so nice. It's not like she's trying to isolate him away from his family. Like, he's bringing her around. He wants everybody to get along.
Right.
And you just hateful heifer. And just cannot get with the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's annoying, but that's them. I would like to see them again, for sure.
I would too. I would too. I gotta see Clayton.
We gotta see that through.
I gotta see them move.
I might need to go pick up Clayton myself.
Right.
I feel like Mark I don't. He should be ready to retire soon. I feel like they can do a heist. He fly planes.
I was just about to say, is she saying kidnapped?
Basically, you fly planes. You can stow Clayton away somewhere.
I mean, you
got to give the inspections. Yes, TSA, yeah. We're all good. Captain cleared it. Check.
Yeah. Matter of fact, call up Big Kamala. Yo, how you feel about Paris? I can take you. We just got to bring somebody back.
Yeah.
How you feel about Marseille?
Yeah, and he's small enough to hide, and he big enough to know how to be quiet.
We could fit him in one of them big old IKEA bags. Okay, it's not a problem.
Put it in the bin.
Thank you.
That's it.
Please bring that baby to his mama. Yeah.
Need so, that. If the visas are taking too long, passport, whatever, I suggest that route.
Yeah. Yeah. Just take him. That's it.
Simple. I mean, it's not kidnapping. He's with his mama.
True. That's true. And it's the government that's delaying everything.
Mm-hmm. We have Sean and Aaliyah, Shekinah Sarper, and the Thruple.
I'll get Shekinah Sarper out the way. Okay, hold on. It's over. It's over.
Yes. I fear they're going to be on something else.
They will. Because they're rage baity enough to come back. But, and 98 Fiance, they think we're playing when we say that we don't want to see them. We do mean it, though. Like, we really don't want to see them anymore. But it's cool. It's fine. I know you're going to do what you want to do anyways. Last episode, Sarper's missing, and Shekinah got the low jack on him because he got an air tag in his keys that he don't necessarily know about. Yeah. So she finds him. Obviously, he's not really missing. He's literally around the corner. And he's just stressed because he's about to get married. And the last time he got married, it obviously didn't go out well. So, you know, he's nervous and he's concerned. She quote unquote catches him and she's like, what are you doing? I don't understand. Blah, 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 blah. What's going on? How did you find me is what his main question was. And she was like, what? Find you? What are you talking about? What are you saying? And then she told him like, oh, I have a thing in your keys. So if we ever lose your keys, you're good. Obviously, she's lying, but you know, whatever. He goes for it in the moment. And basically he's like, you're not nervous. Like, I'm really nervous. Like, I'm scared. this has the potential to really not go well and like mess up our lives. And she's like, so do you want to get married or not? I'm actually
speak up now.
I'm not finna do this with you. This is not the time for this conversation. Like, your nervousness is making me nervous. I'm supposed to be excited right now. The vibes are getting off. Like, I'm just not in the mood. He's like, no, like, I'm just nervous. It's a lot going on. Like, I don't know what to think. And then she's like, get on board. Please. Is what you need. I don't care. Get on board. Okay. Fix all this. Wrap this up because we need to go. Fine. So they drive to another part of California. I think it's like a 3, maybe 6 hour drive max for their bedding. Okay. Cause since they're getting married in bed, they wanted to be at a really beautiful hotel. They wanted to do something modern, something different, something unexpected. Da, 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 da. She found this place online and she just thought the bed and the chandelier looked really, really beautiful.
She really upset me with this because one, you should always know the photos online are going to look much better than what you're actually going to get.
Right.
Two, the photos online should have told you that the chandelier was not over the bed.
I simply have a hard time thinking that they showed a picture of that online. You know, I don't believe
it. Because that would have been a flat out lie. Now, yeah. they do a good they angle. Like they the put room up the size, lighting.
Little closet.
Mm-hmm.
They're
not switching live pictures.
But okay, Diva. So they get to their funky little hotel and they open the door.
Sarko was like, it's nice.
He was like, okay, it's different. It's cute. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was disgusted. She said the furniture looks really worn out. the chandelier is logically in the
scuffed up.
The chandelier is reasonably in the dining room and not over the bed like I thought. I don't like the bedding. I'm just so upset. And then she starts crying. So she's really, then she gets really mad. I was not surprised at Sarper's reaction, but I was like, damn.
he has zero tolerance. He really don't switch for that.
He was like, I don't know why you're upset. You need to actually get over yourself.
Please. Okay. So dramatic.
All these tears. Please. Girl.
You handle that. Somewhere. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Please go on somewhere. Yeah. So that's how that episode ends. Then she remembers that she's at a hotel and you can kind of do what you want to a certain extent at a hotel. So she called down. I think she had like her
cousin slash wedding planner.
Okay. I was like, this is someone
bedding planner.
Okay, I was like, this is someone like she knows like well. Okay, so it was her cousin, wedding planner, come in and just help get the front desk to adjust the room to how they wanted it.
That hotel should tell her hell no.
Actually, we don't tolerate nonsense or stupidity, so no, we can't do that.
The bed in the living room? No, man. No. We can't. We are not disassembling anything.
And if you ask us why, it's because we don't want to.
Yeah.
How about that?
Would you like to check out? Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Bye. yeah, so things ultimately start working out there.
Sarper disappears and not answering her phone.
Which calls. When I was like, she kind of, please don't piss me off. You have his location. If he made the great escape, you would have known by now. Okay.
Yeah.
Just stop. So she was freaking out about that. Like every time we cut to them, like, oh my God, where is he? Where is he? He's in the shower. I don't know. He's on the balcony.
He said he was trying to get his mind right.
He's praying. Okay.
Last time I did this, it went horribly wrong. She switched up.
Yeah. So I'm
scared. Gonna switch up? Yeah. I'm scared.
But he answers the phone. He's like, babes, I'm here. Relax. You have my keys. Don't you have my look at you? Like, come on. And they get in. He looks in a Chippendale sense.
Yeah. Are you talking the wedding or this? But the night before, where they're doing all the he give her a little dance before they do the skincare stuff.
Child, I skip clean over that skincare. Actually, in his thing. I'm sorry. Sorry, okay. They got the bed adjusted. She was happy with that. And we already know Shekinah is... she's not opposed to a little poke and prod, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She loves to be cosmetically taught, okay? And that also needs to apply to Sarper. It seems like she brought at least a fraction of her office to
That's really why she's in it, so she can get the products for herself.
Right.
On the professional discount.
So she has the thing on her chest, on her neck, on her face, on her shoulder, like nails, hips, and body. Like everywhere got a little silicone patch on it. Sarper has a green mask on, and she's like, put your legs in here. First of all, what in the Final Destination is that? I'm scared. And I think he was supposed to go to sleep in that. How am I supposed to relax?
He was scared.
I would have been scared. What if this thing squeezed me and break my literally. Leg? Nah. No, things malfunction. Okay, yes. Back to wedding day. She couldn't find him. He wasn't answering the phone, but he was like down the hall. I don't know. She looked nice. But I think she kind of looks nice. I'm screaming.
I just feel like she looked nice. Her hair has been a lot. Her hair was much better than these Party City wigs she had been wearing.
Yes, she busted out her good bundles.
Yes, I just feel like this whole thing could have been y'all could have got married at the courthouse in a church outdoors. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And this bed thing could have been just a photo shoot.
Yeah, I feel like she's just so like. This, if there's any relationship that's ever been PR on 90 Day Fiancé, this is PR. But it feels like her personal PR. She's like, mm-hmm. I need a moment. Not like, like she has somebody working and like organizing this. Like she's like, no, I want to get on TV. I have a cosmetic business that I need to promote. So I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to work my way and figure that out. And I feel like this is how she wanted to do it.
Yep. If I was the officiant, I would have thought some weird people were trying to kidnap me or something. At a hotel room?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I'm taking this job. A little nervous. Yeah. Congratulations.
He's married.
Yay.
I don't see this working long term. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I low key think of them like a lavender marriage. So I could see it lasting a lot of time. Out of like the convenience That's and like tea. Business.
Yeah, you're right. But Sarper said, like, he only get married because he have to. Like, either we get married or we're not in a relationship anymore.
Because
I'll have to go back. And I think he would have been satisfied with a little shack up if that was an option. Like, he didn't want to get married to her.
Right. I mean, even, like, right after, one of the first things he said, he was like, wow, look at me, I'm in America. Excuse me? You're where? I'm writing your name down, buddy. Don't worry about it. Because what do you mean by that? What do you mean?
That man said what he said.
Ow, my feelings hurt. What the helly? Yeah, they did it. And thankfully, they're off our screens for just a little bit. Just a brief moment.
Sean and Aaliyah?
Papa Sean was not playing, baby.
Yeah, he was upset, rightfully so. I just don't like the way he talks to Aaliyah. Like, she's a child or his child.
Yeah.
But he was justified. So, as we know from the last time we talked, Aaliyah took 2 hours.
Baby, the entire wedding.
Past the wedding time. I don't know, anybody that has been to a wedding know that the actual ceremony is all of 20 minutes.
No, so if to that, take 2 hours is actually disrespectful as hell.
People were sitting outside in the heat. Grandma got a broke ankle and hip. And she took 2 hours.
I've never seen a screen, like, I've never seen a shade like that. That's how hard the sun was beaming.
And you're in that plant for nothing.
In the AC.
Because you didn't. The look one T.
No, you've had better moments, Aaliyah. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
Last time we talked, last episode, Sean was pissed and he was like, okay, this is it. I'm like walking off. He decides to like walk up to like the balcony basically, and Aaliyah and the friend are coming out and he's like, oh, y'all can catch me in the car because
I'm done with this. Yeah.
And the friend's like, oh, Aaliyah really isn't saying anything. The friend is talking like, oh no, like we're coming, like don't do this, like we're ready now, she's coming, blah blah blah. And Sean was like, okay, meet me down there. He walks back. Aaliyah like catches a golf cart because she has on her long dress and her big hair and
That was technically their first look, and he didn't give a damn. He said, you look good. Anyways.
He was no longer impressed. He was pissed.
Yeah.
And as we learn later, he said, you ruined it for me because you took too long. Very inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes back, Sean, and he tells the officiant, like, she about to come, skip to the last part. The vows and I do. That's all we have time for because I am over it. I'm, like, ready to eat. These people been out here hot all day. Like, come on. So Aaliyah makes her way. People, I feel like production didn't really give us the zoom in on people's faces when they saw her like I wanted them to.
Mama, because the crowd said.
Yeah, that's what they said. I know y'all couldn't see that, but what y'all heard is exactly that.
Exactly. Yeah. That silence. Yeah.
That's what
they weren't moved. They were not moved.
And as we know, her dress was very revealing.
Mm-hmm.
we've talked about this before. I feel like she is like, you know, when some people leave their hometown and go off to college, they get butt wild.
Right.
This is her one of her butt wild things and her newfound transness. Because pasties, thongs, see through. And I feel like that there wasn't much of this, but Sean had a comment. It was like, we talked about this dress for so long and we thought planned all of this out for so long. And that's what it was. Kinda is what he kinda said. And it's like, ouch. But he definitely was not nice the rest of that day or following those days.
Baby, I don't know if menopause happens to men, but he was on one.
Yeah.
You cannot tell him nothing. I get it though. I get it.
I agree wholeheartedly. Yeah, like, I don't want to see your face because you really upset me.
There's nothing to laugh about right now.
Yeah. Nothing's, we're not having a good time. But she walks down the aisle. Again, they start at I do. And that wraps that up. He didn't even like want to walk down the aisle with her for real. Mm-hmm. Like, he was really over her. Then we see them at the reception. Everybody's giving the speeches like, oh, glad y'all for y'all's union. So happy that you guys are finally together, blah, blah, blah. It's Sean's turn to say something. He said, I'm not standing up because I'm not making a big speech for real. I'm glad all y'all came today to support me. Aaliyah, thank you for also showing up.
When you did, hours later.
Yeah.
And he really.
I feel like he can be like, is the right word snarky?
Yeah.
I feel like he can be snarky all the time, but because he was so pissed off with her,
like, he's really on one now.
It was extreme.
Yeah, yeah. And low-key, now he's justified, because he puts the battery in his own bag off of nothing.
Yeah.
But 2 hours late, and my mama got a rolled ankle and a possibly broken head?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. You lucky I'm still here.
No, literally.
You lucky he's both still here.
He's not really talking to Aaliyah at all. Again, he's making the snarky comment, laughing at her, getting people to laugh at her, basically. And I can tell she feels really hurt, which is what I don't like, but she really brought it on herself this time. Honestly. He had to be so mean, but and you know how this man is.
That's what I was supposed to say. Like, I'm not making excuses for him, but you know how he gets down.
Yeah,
you know how he gets down. So come on,
he's finna take it to the floor for real.
Yeah. And this is coming out of whose pocket? Yeah. I've been funding everything, and this is my actual one thing.
2 hours is just
2 hours is insane.
If you had people sitting in an air conditioned church, 2 hours is still crazy.
But at least we're comfortable. Yeah.
Yes, they hot outside. It's just unacceptable. So that was really that. We didn't see much of their reception because there wasn't no toast, wasn't no dancing, wasn't no cute little smashing the cake. It wasn't none of that.
Child, he told the officiant, he said, do what you got to do to make it legal.
Yep.
And that's it. Yeah. Yeah. That's how the whole night went.
For legal purposes only.
Yeah.
So we see them that next day, and he's talking about his mom's condition. She sprained her ankle, but thankfully she didn't hurt her hip.
Yeah.
So that was good. He also let us know that him and Aaliyah slept in separate rooms because he was really not doing her at that time. And then we see them have a conversation, and he was kind of going in on her like, 2 hours is crazy. Like, all of this was going on. What were you doing? Hair, makeup, chit-chatting with your homegirl. She didn't tell you nothing. She didn't tell you mama had hurt herself.
And honestly, Sean's also not wrong on that, because Miss Girl said, take as much time as you need.
Yeah.
You're the bride.
Yeah, no. The friend definitely was not helping move things along.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know what she was doing. Aaliyah did her own hair and her own makeup. So what?
She probably did make it prolong it, because now I gotta stop. I gotta entertain.
Talk to you.
Kiki.
Right.
I'm showing you pictures on my phone. Like, it's too much. Yeah.
And Sean also went in on Aaliyah. Like, you knew my mom was hurt, and you didn't even call and check on her.
Right.
And she was like, oh, I didn't know, like, you were busy. And he was like, my phone works. If you wanted to, you would have called.
Damn, Aaliyah, what the hell happened?
And then you were 2 hours late.
Yeah.
You're so inconsiderate. And I know you'd be late, but to be late and this inconsiderate, I don't know if this is something you're going to keep up with. But if it's something you do all the time, I can't get with
it. I don't
know
if I can get down. Yeah. I hate when white people are right like that. He was right as hell. Oh, he was so correct. I was like, fuck.
Yeah. And, like, she, again, regardless of circumstances, 2 hours is absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
But you also shows that you did not consider other things. It's not that just that you have people waiting. It also throws off the venue staff, the catering, all of that.
It's a trickle down that it's just so inconsiderate.
So inconsiderate. Oh my God. And like, I feel like most weddings probably start late. 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
And if I'm honest, in the moment, she did not seem sorry enough.
No.
You know, like people, especially when you know you're late or you can kind of sense like, oh, people are kind of like really pissed or how late I am. Be apologetic as hell. As yeah. hell. Like,
and again, I didn't see what took 2 hours.
Yeah. No.
You put on a thong and pulled over a cover up.
Child, the dress. Didn't like the dress.
It wasn't getting dressed. The hairline also was not customized, so it wasn't that.
It was too much DIY.
Sean curled you a hairpiece, so you didn't have to style. You just need to apply.
Too much DIY. Sean could have got somebody from his salon to hold her down. Like,
she needed help.
Yeah, yeah. You're not fast. You're not gonna be fast.
And honestly, I think it's definitely Aaliyah's fault, but I also put a little bit of the blame on Sean. You know she take too long.
Yeah, on the regular. You wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. They'd be like, I know you don't want help. It's actually not your business. Yeah. You don't have to say that.
If you don't want help, you need to start on your makeup last night.
I'm timing you.
Yeah.
You have 30 minutes. What can you do in 30 minutes? Okay. Yes. Make it count. And a makeup artist would have been able to do something. So, you know.
It would look better.
Because yeah. Oh. You focus on that one little wing. Hey, the back row can't see all
First
that.
The back row can't see all that. Ain't nobody going to be out there by the time you actually walk it's down dark. The aisle. You were out there for all of 3 minutes.
Right.
And it's so hot, it's going to be down, melted off.
Ugh, yeah, it was all a mess.
The wind whipped that off on your go-kart over here.
Oh, yeah. Whole thing was a mess. It was honestly the venue and the whole.
Sean it had so much potential.
He did his big one. It was so beautiful. Very, very beautiful. So, yeah, I'd be sick. Don't talk to me. Do you see your background? You want to be 2 hours late? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Again, don't like how he talks to her, but her feelings deserve to be a little hurt.
Yeah,
because you were playing.
Yeah. And the only thing she could say was, my bad. I am sorry. I am just sorry. You are sorry. Damn it.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm so mad right now. Because there's really nothing you can do. It's done. It is what it is.
Yeah. And she's like, I'm supposed to be happy now, but this is not the fairy tale I thought. Yeah.
No, Diva, it's not.
It's not.
You burst that balloon by yourself yesterday. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs> Oh gosh.
I actually am so glad. I love this ending.
It was sweet.
And I hope it actually ended right here.
It actually gave like we need to stop.
This was resolution.
Yeah, I got closure. I feel good.
Absolutely.
I feel good about it. Okay, so we spent the whole season with this throuple. Gearing up for an engagement/marriage situation, right? We got the blessing from the family. It's all supposed to be good now. Then Amini makes the stupid error of saying, well, now she has to choose
who she wants to pick one.
She does have to pick, but I feel like even framing it up like it's one or the other.
I have one photo in my hand.
Right, like, mama, you are not Tyra, okay? This is not our final runway. Like, what's going on? This is not our last photo shoot. Sister, we're supposed to be doing group photo shoots for the rest of our lives.
Who are you giving your rose to? Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, who are you giving your clock to, Flame? Mm. What's going on? Yeah, so she was felt, Amini felt like, okay, it's about to get a little competitive up in this piece. They go on like a little date before, like the day of, and the trip is winding down. So they need to go to Seattle like let's say this is Friday, they're going to Seattle on Sunday. Okay. So mm-hmm. we are really coming to a close on the entire thing. They go on the date, a date to like this really beautiful like field. I think it's like a tulip
tequila. Field. Tequila.
Why did I think it was a tulip field?
Brandon was not tulips. It was like tequila cactuses.
I'm so funny. They were at the tequila distillery. I want to be on the tulip field.
I love tulips as well. Right. So. No,
but I also love tequila, which is also with the tea. So it's in the same family. It's
tulips,
fine.
Tequila. Yeah. Yeah. Trouble. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of it.
It's all the teas. All the teas. But they get to this church, and I believe this is the church that Ani said that she would go to as a child from time to time. So, you know, it's a cute little beautiful moment. And, you know, one thing about Amini, she's going to, one, bring the moment to herself, and two, make it as dramatic as possible. She's like, oh, okay, beautiful scene, great, perfect location for this very serious conversation. So, our trip is coming to a close. And Ani, you obviously have to choose who you want to marry so we can like start preparing the proposal and, you know, getting our affairs in order when we get back to America. And Amini's whole thing, I'm so curious if she's ever actually like, she's clearly bi, but I'm curious if she's ever actually been in like a long-term relationship with a woman, you know, because it's feeling like she hasn't. And she's just like, she knows, like, she loves women. She's probably been with women, but, like, that relationship, I feel like she's never had.
I don't know. I feel like her signs are, I don't want to say something that
I'm screaming.
But I always hear, like, oh, lesbians, like, moving quickly. Like, I meet you today, we're going to be moving tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It feels like that. So I don't know if she's had experience with that or not. Like, it feels like me, like,
yeah,
I want it to be me and you. And like, Matt is a side character.
He's kinda. He's actually in the background.
So she, that's how she wants,
he's an extra, he's an extra,
that's how, but she wanted, he's, it to be,
he's
the main
supporting,
yes,
he's the main character, you're the supporting, absolutely, cast. Okay. So she's, as Ani is deliberating who she wants to pick, Amini's like, I really, really hope she picks me. I just want that. Like, I want to be married to a woman. I just always wanted that for my own background and my own culture. And like, I really want to take care of her. And I just can't wait for it. She's totally gonna pick me.
Also, this whole decision, I feel like they're acting like they are still not all three gonna be together.
That was my point. I'm like, why are you putting so much emphasis on her choice?
How you a better fit when all y'all together? It's like, y'all need to pick who had, like, whoever.
Who has the best credit score? That's what, no, she needs to marry.
Whatever the best legal implications are.
Yeah.
That's who y'all need to go with. Maybe she need to marry Matt so she can get food stamps or something. Like, I don't know. That's what, right, y'all need to be deciding on.
She's like, no, I'm the better fit. I'm cooler. I'm smarter. I'm funnier. My jokes land. It was so annoying. And Ani was like, yeah, so I pick Matt in the name of stability and having a man at the helm of our family. Whole time, Minnie's, before Ani makes a decision, I'm not going to be mad. You know, she lies to the camera because she's been mad at every single thing, every step of the way. But she, okay. I understand. Mama, Matt was a goop the gag. He was like, me? Please pick her.
Yeah,
he's bigger.
I'm surprised he didn't say no. Like, actually,
yeah, I actually reject that. And this was jokes on you. Trick question. You have to marry him.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, Audie gives her rationale. She's like, I just feel like it makes more sense. Like, it really does not matter. But if I have a preference, I prefer to marry a man and like not raise any questions with me coming into the country. Yeah. And all that jazz.
That was part one of her explanation.
Okay. Right. We get a little more truth later. This is literally, everybody about to go home. She's going.
Yeah, it's the night full. We got to pack up.
She's going back to Guadalajara. They're going back to Seattle.
I think they're from San Diego.
Is it San Diego? I thought it was Seattle.
That's what my notes say.
San Diego. San Diego. Sorry. I'm right with the S's, though. It's alliteration for me.
Yeah.
The S is in my T's, man. I'm a city away. Anyways, so everybody's going back home. Production comes back to like see like, oh, how are you guys doing? And then catch them in the middle of a fight. Okay,
there was something before this.
What happened before this?
They sat around talking about this, like why she chose him again. And
did she say that she's crazy? Like you're a little unstable?
Yes, and she called her bossy.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah. So and somewhere in this so she like, oh, why'd you decide? Because remember they sat in the hot tub.
After and they she celebrate. Brought
them cake. Yeah.
And after a while she was like, you know what, actually get out the tub, ain't shit funny. Yeah. I do remember. Yep. Okay. Yep. There it's back. Sorry, can you keep going?
Oh yeah. So they were in the room. They were they got in the hot tub. Matt and Ani.
Yep.
And Aminis like cut cake and was like, "Oh, we need to celebrate your engagement." Right. Blah 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 blah. And then again, I think Amini kind of asked again, like, "Oh, what'd you pick him for?"
Mm-hmm.
And Ani was like, "You're." Bossy, and I feel like if you're the head of this, like it's gonna be chaotic and you're gonna be trying to boss me around. Like, I can't remember if she said this to them or production. It was like, oh, I think she said it to them, like, you might try to like kick me out of the house, but if I'm like married to him, like, he's more level headed, basically,
yeah,
he makes okay. better decisions.
Totally remember this. Yeah.
All of that. So that's why I picked him. And again, they're acting like they're not like a full unit.
And also, Amini's acting like she don't know that about herself. Why'd you marry yes. Matt?
Yeah.
It's the same reasons.
And I think her and Matt were alone for a time. Yeah. And she was like asking him like, oh, am I bossy? Do I do too much? And he's like, oh, no. Like, she was like, what is your perspective? Like, you're married to me. Am I all of these things? And he's like, no. He's like,
Matt.
He's not a strong man at all.
Oh, no. That's why she like him.
Yeah,
that's why she likes
because you boss him around exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was that before okay.
the blow up.
Arguments. Okay,
got it. Thank you. Thank you. I totally missed. Now I'm visualizing them with their clothes up in the half empty hot tub. Okay.
The water did not look good either. Yeah,
it didn't. Actually, we all should get a Baptist water.
Absolutely.
It's a little murky. Little murky. Okay, so everybody's on their way home. Our bags are packed. We're headed to the airport. Oh my God, it's supposed to be smoochy. I'm so sad. I should be crying because I'm never going to see you again. Production walks in and they are beefing. Ani and Mimi are having problems. So this whole
Matt
time,
said, I can't do anything.
I'm tapping out. Where is my white flag?
I can't do anything here. Let me.
This is ridiculous.
Let me move.
Let me see myself out. Can I get divorced? I don't want to be a part of this. You date each other.
Please.
Like, I can't. So when Matt and Amini came down, they were really pressing Ani to not work while she was down there. Like, we wanted all your time, as much as your time as you possibly can give us. We wanted. And then she was like, okay, it's going to cost you a little cash money records in mm-hmm. the 99 taking over the 2000. Okay, I'm going to need a little something by tomorrow.
Yeah, that's no problem. Compensate.
Which I think is reasonable if you're asking me to take off work. And I'm going to make a bag at work.
I agree. But it also just feels or shows how transactional this whole thing is.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Like, you're buying my time.
Which, again, Matt and Amini, more so Amini, because now I feel like she just fell in love in the club, and she's just mad that she can't take her out the club. Like, that's just it. Y'all should know better. You're a lick. Get out of here. I'm just Literally. Tired of him. But long story short, Amini agreed. Like, okay, like, we got you. We're going to cover some of your bills, or at least cover your rent, something like that. Come to find out, she, according to Amini, There was There was something up with the wire transfer. I don't know. Just something strange happened. And
as many times as you done been to Mexico
and you gave her money through Ray before, the wire always
not
a wire through.
Not working.
Okay. Now that you in the same country, is acting a little strange. When
matter
the connection
fact, go
should
to
be
the
strong.
ATM, get the cash out.
She's like, yeah. And she start, and according to Benny, Ani started freaking out on her when she could have waited 2 days to get her money. From Ani's perspective, Minnie's holding my money because she's mad at Mary Matt.
Yeah, she canceled
the
transfer.
Yeah, she canceled the transfer. She's holding my money back. So now I have rent.
Which makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, it's what happened. Allegedly, absolutely. But it's what happened. Yeah, and Ani's like, you're crazy. I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't trust you. You see why I'm marrying Matt? You're crazy. And Amini is going off. She's saying things that is like, okay, make sure you'll say that no matter what, okay? Because we're going to get over this. And then you're going to come back and try and apologize, which she does literally in like 20 seconds. But make sure you can stand on what she's saying. And basically she's like, you're disrespectful. I do everything for you. I give you money. Blah, 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 and you're just a hoe. And you're in the strip club. I would never be anything like you. If I was fine, I'd be like, you couldn't. Ever.
Right.
You wouldn't because you couldn't. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, I've been in the game for a long time and I'm still one of the baddest. So
period. Decades in this. But also crying because she didn't pick you, begging her to marry you, and then calling her immoral all within an hour.
And you expect her to see you as stable?
You literally proving her point.
Mama,
you're nuts.
You are stable like a rocking chair. You're all over the place. Like, you're crazy. What? No, ma'am. And Matt is not doing enough. He's trying, but he's really like more so telling Amini. He's like, you need to stop. You need to stop. You need to let her walk away when she wants to walk away. The things that you're saying right now, you're doing this, shut it up. Okay?
Yeah, please.
Put it to a close because you're going to regret the things that you're saying. Please stop. Please stop. And she's not really... No. Ani's like I said,
please.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And
the fact that they still rode to, or was that just outside?
I think it was just outside.
Yeah.
She was, and so they separate. They let Ani leave, and the mini is boohooing.
She tried to hug her and like make up as they were like loading the car.
When I say, actually, a fist bump would have been too much contact.
Wide back.
Yeah, because it would have turned. One of those. A real YIR, like,
no, literally, a
girl. Yeah. If the circumstances were different, so he's trying to calm her down, and she's just like, man, this is probably gonna be like one of the last times I see her. Like, what I want her to know, what am I gonna say? Da-da-da-da-da. They loan up their cars, and she just does the most like toddler. Baby, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry you don't love me, and I'm sorry that you didn't pick me, and I'm sorry that I wasn't good enough. And I hope you have a really good life. And I hope you, girl, get away from me. No, I hope you stay away from me. Don't come back to my part of town ever again.
Let me show you what we do in the back room at the strip club.
When people don't pay.
Right. And this is going nice on you.
Yeah.
We could be throwing you in a dumpster.
Right, and taking your wallet and your passport. So it could really get like that. Thankfully, it's not. it just ended very awkwardly. Like, I don't even remember if Ani and Matt hugged or kissed. It was weird.
I don't remember that either. I don't think
pitiful.
So.
I'm sorry.
Like, she does not belong.
No.
In a thrift. Like, y'all go do y'all pineapple activities on vacation, and y'all leave that there. Y'all find
you
the next girl
make this
at the next spot.
Yeah.
No. actually make them sign an NDA, make them delete your number after the trip is over.
Right.
Because you need no more contact.
Honestly, and thankfully, Matt knows that you're DeLulu and crazy, because it's weird that you found somebody just to compete with your husband. Are we not on the same side? I'm sorry. When did I become competition?
No, literally. Like,
you comparing our qualities. Bookie, that's what you love about me.
It's so interesting how that relationship unfolded. Because I feel like she was initially upset that her, Anya and Matt, had relations without her permission.
Right.
Then they weren't close enough, so she had to send them on a date. Now they too close, because she picked him. Like,
you don't want this to stop now.
You want a girlfriend, and you don't want Matt to be involved at all until it's time for bedroom stuff.
No.
Just say that.
Because then
that's what you want.
Then your girlfriend gonna see what you see in your husband. Yeah. Hello. And trick you out your spot. Which is almost what happened. You know? So it's just not right. It's not for you. Yeah. That's okay. Everything ain't for everybody, man.
No.
Yeah, she, Ani walked away, and Matt was just holding Aminia. She's crying. She's like, I just don't even know what we're doing now.
Leave that lady where she at.
Please.
Let her be an immoral stripper in Mexico, and you go back to wherever you come from.
Yeah, you take with your high morals. Your, your high and mighty self. Yeah, I'm, okay.
And it was like, this is how you treat the men that you dance for in the club? This is what you do?
Like, Bookie, they don't disrespect me like this. They're actually really nice to me.
And with them is one night only. Like, you've overstayed. You're welcome.
We're working on a year?
Your deposit didn't go through?
The girlfriend experience is over.
Yeah.
You acting funny until with I the have money my now.
Money, yeah. This subscription is canceled. You cannot log into the service. Your request has been denied.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Services expired.
Oh, immediately. Right. Actually, pause until the payment is received.
Yeah.
We need to stop this right here.
Let me know if you want to skip this month. We can.
Yeah.
When you have your subscription.
Right. We'll resume your services when the payment is received.
You're on the standard subscription.
Yeah. That is crazy.
Oh, man. Man, she must be good. She gotta be impressive up there. It's giving Jocelyn. Tricks. Acrobatics. Okay? Gymnastics.
Gotta be.
All right. Wow. Almost another season. At least the episodes. Then we just got reunion time. Which, again, is only two.
Whoever produced this season.
You ate that. You did your big one.
Absolutely.
Right there.
You put your foot down, all them parts. Absolutely not. Love that.
Love that.
Thank you.
Well, it is time for I Couldn't Be Me. Let's just keep to the couple. Mm-hmm. Do you have a couple that after all of this, they're just an instant, I think the F not?
Yeah, other than the obvious thruple, are they they're the only ones that didn't end in a wedding?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think my could not be me for this season would be Sean and Aaliyah. I think although Sean is still playing along, he has made it very clear that he does not want to be married. He has made it very clear that he don't want you when you change into who you want to be.
Right.
He talked to you like a child.
Yeah.
It's like you are who I feel like Aaliyah's having to diminish who she is to like stay under his radar from pissing him off. And I don't think that's fair to her.
Yeah.
And it's just not gonna go well. He don't want a wife. He want a man.
Right.
And you
that can get out the house in 20 minutes. Now. Yeah.
And that does not sit well with him. And as much as he is there for you, and I think he has love for her. But y'all's lifestyles just don't go together no more.
Right. That's really it. That's a long and short. I feel like one of his friends said it, like, she is still growing.
Yeah, she's and you 25. Are old and set in your ways. Like, it's just not gonna work. And I feel like, I don't think he necessarily took advantage of her, because I've seen people say that, like, oh, like, when Aaliyah was still a male, should I say she or he? But Douglas, when there was still a Douglas, Douglas was very shy and, like, quiet and was kind of, like, anxious and all that. So people were saying, like, oh, like, Sean took advantage of that. And I don't think he necessarily did that.
No.
I just purely thinks he does not want Aaliyah. Like, no. Likes he liked Douglas's aesthetic of being a boy.
Yeah. If Douglas was, this would be a completely different situation and wedding.
Absolutely.
I think even
completely different.
His reaction, even, like, let's say Douglas was 2 hours late for whatever reason, I think he would be more sad and hurt than angry. Like, he was pissed, and there was no getting through to
And
that.
Right now, all we have is, like, makeup and hair. Right. If Aaliyah decides to add boobs.
Right.
If Aaliyah go get her poom poom.
Yeah, now it's like, hold on,
it's
Holiday.
Not gonna
hold
go well. Yeah, no, yeah. Literally. And I think Sean is. I need to rewatch their, like, original seasons where Douglas was still Douglas to see how he acted. Or, like, I don't remember him being, like, so snappy like that.
Yeah.
I feel like he has so much resentment in her transformation that he is just mean. And that's just not gonna work. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah, he's being very bitter-ready about it. But it's honestly because it's not what he wants. Hello.
Yeah.
Let that girl be free.
Yeah,
just let her be free. You had your time. And there's still, you can tell there's still, like, a level of love there. I guess that's why he doesn't really want to end it. Because not like Aaliyah cheated, and not like Aaliyah's ever tried to, like, you know, run his, like, do anything that, like, really concerned him. So I guess that's why, but you not being attracted to Aaliyah is enough. Because you can't fake it. Okay, you're ruining the whole experience, so you might
as
well.
I'm sure he also has resentment towards himself for introducing that to her.
Right.
Because Douglas, it probably would have came down the line, because she flipped the switch so quickly, like, it was clearly meant to be for her.
Yeah.
But you introducing her to the wigs and the stuff for that one pride parade.
Yeah.
And she ain't looked back
since. You opened the floodgates. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. No backseas.
And I feel like I am glad that Aaliyah is comfortable enough to kind of let Sean open that up for her.
Mm-hmm.
It ruined your relationship.
And yeah.
I don't think she should have to stifle who she is.
Yeah.
To be in love.
I agree. Yeah. Unsurprisingly, I'm going to pick Shekinah and Cypher. I'm simply not doing all that off of, do I even like you? Do you even like me? They don't like each other. Like,
I haven't seen anything likable about Cypher. Not saying he isn't.
Right.
We just ain't seen it.
No, he's rude. He's inconsiderate. He's demeaning. When he feels, like, insecure, or, like, baby's in a corner, he gets, like, he lashes out.
Absolutely.
What's...
And I feel like with every other couple, we've seen a little cozy date night. We've seen them go on a trip. We ain't seen them do nothing.
They didn't do anything.
Go out to eat with her friends or her daughter.
Yeah, I'm just not into,
I guess, the tattoos, but.
Could have kept that, babe. Didn't need it. She got that little scratch on her neck, child. I can't. Just the whole thing. Honestly, the most interesting thing about Shekinah and Cypher is Shekinah, but it's the parts that she does not want to talk about. Tell me about your upbringing.
Yeah.
We need to spend more time in Montana. What's going on up there? What happened?
Yeah.
If we're not talking about that, I don't need to see them. I don't need to see them. We've seen more than enough of his family. Okay, his cousin's a little pick Misha. His parents are a little older, but they support all his antics. It must be cultural. Okay. There are forks in most kitchens. Like, what are we saying? I don't know.
I like that. I ain't never heard that, but I like that.
I've seen it.
Forks in most kitchens.
I've seen fork found in kitchen on TikTok. I liked it. Just a little remix. But yeah, like what? So, what are we talking about? Just the whole season, they haven't been very entertaining. It feels like filler entertainment that doesn't really mean anything, only because their relationship is so superficial. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm. You wear contacts and so do I.
Oh my God. Do you like Instagram? I love Instagram. Mm-hmm. Let's date. Like, what? I don't know. They just feel like the most surface couple. I mean, we've had some crazy couples.
Absolutely.
But they feel the most like, no, we are literally together because we look good. And that is mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I'm not a fan. Unless we're talking about her upbringing. That's it. Why you only had skirts on? What was that? Y'all was all in blue. What's going on? Well, who named y'all? I need to see your parents.
Oh, that is the...
Shekinah, Shariah, Mariah, Kasaya. Girl.
That's what I want to know.
Let's get into it. Like, let's Please. Get into the real tea. I don't care about Sarpa. Sorry.
Agreed.
But yeah. Wow. Another season. In the books. Shout out to us. Everybody act on your best behavior at the reunion. Sean, Please. We are coming for your job. So be careful. But we will see you guys recapping that very shortly. Don't forget to follow us Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Blue Sky, TikTok. Yeah.
Facebook.
Hey. All the meta apps. We're mm-hmm. outside. So come and follow us. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.